Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. The Milwaukee area's second Raising Cane's restaurant opened last week in Brookfield on 126th Street and Capitol Drive. It's the fourth in the state of Wisconsin, and the southern-based chain is locked in to add in more locations around the entire state very soon. Baton Rouge, Louisiana-based chain added 80 locations around the country last year, and according to Bloomberg, the company did $2.3 billion in revenue from January through June, compared to $1.7 billion the first 6 months of last year. It's a pretty unique success story. The fast food world, kind of given its limited menu. If you've ever been to a Raising Cane's, it's basically chicken fingers, waffle fries, coleslaw, Texas toast, and sauce. Different combos. You can order the big tailgate options, but it's pretty simple and straightforward. That simplicity, I think, has kind of been a key driver to the chain's success, but I wanted to learn more. So Kevin Ryan, the regional leader of restaurants from Raising Cane's, joins us this morning. Kevin, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. It's great to be on. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So the lines at the new Raising Cane's out in Brookfield have been pretty ridiculous. What's the Brookfield buzz, and why is it always around chicken? You know, like, burger places don't open with lines like this.
Well, I think it's we are blessed to have the traffic that we have. I can't speak for anybody else, but right. But our openings tend to be pretty big, and I think it goes into all the work and into being part of the communities when we get into them. So it's been an awesome time getting the restaurant open in Brookfield. It was great getting Greendale open. The community has been more than welcoming, and man, it's been an awesome few days getting that restaurant open.
Cool. So Raising Cane's tends to target to areas near college campuses. That was kind of the upstart model, like State Street location in Madison near the University of Wisconsin. You know, what's different in pursuing more suburban locations?
Yeah, we've always been about serving high-quality chicken finger meals and creating that vibrant community-centered experience. And regardless of location, you know, we started out at the North Gates of LSU, so we started out on college campuses, and we've seen really great success near college campuses. Mm-hmm. But there's always naturally a lot of energy and foot traffic, but our move into the suburban areas really allows us to connect with families and local communities in a much deeper way by offering a family-friendly atmosphere that really resonates with all ages. So it's been great.
What's the strategy when you look at locations? Is it to be aligned in high population centers next to places like a Chick-fil-A that may be closed one day of the week? Like, what's that strategy when you go into suburban locations?
Yeah, we just want to be a part of a really great community. We don't look to see where anybody else in the industry is opening. And you know, obviously, we're looking for good locations with good traffic. But more importantly, it's just being a part of some really great communities. So we've got real estate teams all across the country that are looking everywhere. So we're always looking for great locations.
So how's hiring been? And has it been easy to find the workforce that you need here in Wisconsin?
Man, hiring's been great. We have an amazing crew at both restaurants, and especially, you know, out there in Brookfield that we just opened. We are named Best Place to Work by Glassdoor, Forbes, USA Today. You know, we offer competitive wages and benefits to prospective crew members. We offer competitive crew benefits, including flexible schedules for all the crew, and weekly paychecks, which is a huge deal for the crew. So in addition to that, crew can also make an extra $2 per hour within the first 12 months of employment. And they're eligible to receive a referral bonus, which is a huge difference and difference maker in us for the industry. All of that said, you know, we believe the culture in our place that not only draws in the great talent, but makes them want to stay. So we typically staff more than the average QSR to allow our crew flexible work schedules and foster an environment that really allows for a really good, proper work-life balance.
All right. Kevin Ryan, the regional leader of restaurants at Raising Cane's, joins. Kevin, when we come back, I want to talk about the timetable for the additional locations around the state, ask a few pricing questions for you, and talk about the management and ownership structure by location and what opportunities there are for managers to kind of grow through the ranks. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to the Upswing. Lots of passion in the fast food chicken space, that's for sure. Kevin Ryan, the regional leader of restaurants at Raising Cane's, joins us. So, Kevin, where do you position Raising Cane's cost-wise? And especially as you kind of continue to source quality ingredients, but price increases are coming. How do you manage that day-to-day within all the restaurants?
Yeah, look, pricing, all of that stuff, we've got a whole team that takes care of all that stuff. What I will say is we have an incredible value proposition for our customers and our communities. And, I think that we have a significantly better value than a lot of places. And we have, we've really stayed true to who we are and what we do. So I would say that our value is just top notch in the industry.
All right. What about the brand consistency across all locations? And price is obviously about the same at all locations. I'm looking at the box combo. If I'm going to order that online right now, you get four chicken fingers, you get the fries, you get the sauce, the Texas toast. It's like $11.79, which, you know, above that $10 threshold, but still a lot of food.
It is a full meal, that is for sure. And what I can say about, you know, the consistency across the markets and in the entire company is, man, you will get the same thing in every different restaurant across the company, across the world, quite frankly. You know, we do one thing, we do it better than anybody else. We've not changed our focus since we opened, and I think that really separates us from the rest of the industry in terms of different restaurants, and that we focus on one thing and making sure that we serve high quality chicken finger meals every customer, every time, in every restaurant.
We're talking with Kevin Ryan, regional leader of restaurants at Raising Cane's. Kevin, you had mentioned hiring was going well in Wisconsin. What's the management and ownership opportunity for managers at locations? You often hear about, you know, managers at food places being able to ascend the ranks. Is there that opportunity for equity and ownership down the road for managers at Raising Cane's?
So every restaurant is led by a restaurant leader. There's a best-in-class business unit team support system in the company that's local that supports the restaurant. But each restaurant's ran by a restaurant leader.
Okay.
And they have the chance to become a restaurant partner, and I would say that is a life-changing experience. They partake in profit sharing amongst other incredibly life-changing perks. Overall, the Cane's benefits in general are the best in the industry. They offer tuition reimbursement. We offer first-time home buyer program for, you know, we get $10,000 towards closing costs for first home for restaurant leaders. There's additional pay possibilities. There's traveling trainer programs. So there's an endless list of benefits for all crew, quite frankly, and certainly restaurant leaders.
All right. So as you expand across the state and the country, you're looking at Eau Claire, Janesville, La Crosse, and then Oak Creek, Wisconsin. What are the time frames for each one of those locations? Do you have that information?
Yeah, we're looking to get Eau Claire open up in the next few months here. Janesville probably within the next 6 months, and then La Crosse will be towards next year. And we are always looking for, like I said earlier, we're always looking for great locations, and we're not just going to open somewhere just to open a restaurant. We'll make sure it's the right time in the right community, and make sure that we're ready to really insert ourselves into the community and be a part of it.
Does Cane's look at downtown areas for locations like entertainment districts for, you know, professional sports teams? Is that a model you're exploring?
We do. We've got all different types of real estate models, is what I can say. You know, for instance, in Chicago, we've got restaurants that are right in the heart of downtown, right on Michigan Avenue, right across from the Bean. Mm-hmm. We look everywhere. Absolutely.
All right. Finally, I got to ask you, I'm forcing you to eat a burger. Where are you going and why?
Oh, man, I would have to take our chicken sandwich. I'd take our chicken sandwich over a burger. I would, and that's not just me.
All right.
being objective, man. Yeah.
All right, very good. Kevin Ryan, regional leader of restaurants at Raising Cane's, new location in Brookfield, Wisconsin, now open. I appreciate your time this morning, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate you having me on.
All right, have a good week.
Thanks, you too.
This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. You're listening to WTMJ.